Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, we love the Rhone Valley for all the great reds that it produces, but people forget there's a lot of really interesting whites. And these are whites a lot different than other things in France. They're very unique, and they've had an influence around the winemaking world.
They truly have. The principal white grapes in the Rhone Valley are Viognier, which is cherished for its aromatic quality, Marsan, Roussanne, and Grenache Blanc. Those are going to be pretty much the principal grapes. By and large, the Côte du Rhône Blanc or those affiliated styles also represent, I think, really, really good value.
Yeah.
We'll plunge right in. This is from a pretty well-known producer, Augier, who is pretty much based in the Châteauneuf-du-Pape area. They have this wine that they call Les Vignerons des Esters-Argues. It's tough. We'll write it down on the website.
Okay.
This is a really wonderful wine. It's mostly Grenache Blanc, 70%, with some Claret, which is another varietal, 10% Bourbon, and 10% Viognier. It's going to have some of those wonderful Viognier aromatics that comes out. What I loved about this is it's sort of medium fleshy with pear and lychee notes on just a wonderful rounded, with a good crisp acidity white wine that's just perfect for this midsummer weather that we're dealing with right now. So that's a good starter. From another producer called Brunel, there's a Côte du Rhône Blanc named La Becassonne. That one sells for about $19. I forgot to mention that the Augier wine sells for about $14.
That's a good value.
It's a really good value. The Becassonne, a little fleshier than the one that I was talking about from Augier, but of the same sort of style. This one's going to sell for all of, as I said, $19. It's just going to have all those classic flavors. The blend on this particular one is 50% Roussanne, which is going to give you a little bit overall flavor profile. Roussanne tends to be a little sort of gutsier, if you will.
Yeah, it does.
A little richer on the palate. Again, those classic pear and lychee aromatics and flavors, and then 30% Grenache Blancs and 20% Claret. So those are a couple of things to get started with. Now, there was a producer called Alary, that's A-L-A-R-Y, and he's got a wine out called La Grange Daniel. This is a 2007 vintage, and I checked that, and it is a 2007 vintage, so it's really interesting to have a white wine that's got that much time on it. It was spectacular, and it sells for all of about $17. What I liked about this is it's predominantly Roussanne, so you get to see something a little bit different from your classic Viognier Grenache Blanc blends. Okay, from California, our friends at Klein have a Viognier that is all of $12, and if you like a sort of a fleshy, interesting, aromatic fruit wine, that's a really good value in sort of the Rhone style. And then our friends at Tablas Creek, which is the Perrin family,
right,
have a wonderful wine called Patelin de Tablas Blanc, which is a classic Côte du Rhône Blanc blend. That one's about $25, and that is just a stunning bottle of wine. So there's some nice white Rhones and white Rhone styles to try for summer.
I hear those sound really great. We'll put them on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.